Hi.
Hi, Clint.
You can hear me?
Yes, I just wanted to get my volume all the way up. I can hear you just fine, thank you.
Okay, all right. Well, do you have any questions?
Well, I'm very curious about this process, but I think that any questions that I have will likely just be answered by doing it, so.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it takes me 15 minutes, sometimes it takes over an hour to get, the map.
Yeah.
And when I think we do have the map and, you know, it's your map, so, you know, it's verification through you. We'll take a little break and I will type up a word process, you know, map, and I'll put in the obsessions, and we'll take about a 10-minute break and I'll email it to you. So then we'll go back over to you.
Okay, awesome. Yep.
And so any questions I ask, if you don't want to answer that question, just say pass. All right? And
okay.
I'll ask a different question. All right?
Okay.
So these emotions, I think you got, let's see. There's five of them. Would you think that these, you know, I don't know what your age is today. How old are you?
I'm
63.
63?
63. 63,
all
right. Yeah. Well, start out well there. if I were interviewing you and, you know, let's say you were 25, would we have the same emotions?
What a great question. Would we have the same emotions? This may take me a moment.
Sure, take your time.
My mind back in time.
Yeah, take your time.
I mean, I think I could say that some of them would certainly be present. I feel like anger has been a huge one in my life, really problematic for me.
Okay.
In so many different ways.
All right. Okay.
But I think a lot covering up other kinds of pain, you know?
Okay, sure.
So pain, and I think I always have had a judgmental quality.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to make sure that we were doing it other than the content of the last 2 weeks with COVID and all that, you know, that's just not the norm.
No, it's not the norm, and it has actually been more difficult than usual, certainly the last few weeks here, but no, I think that those emotions stand before
okay.
COVID.
All right. Another thing I will end up doing is I will turn off my video to you.
Okay.
So I don't distract your thinking. Because,
okay.
You know, as we're talking right now, we're doing adult. And, you know, we maintain eye contact and all this stuff, you know, society says that we should do. And I just find that Sigmund Freud was definitely right by standing behind his clients that were on the couch. And I don't know if it was because he was just a shy guy or he knew that he was distracting to his clients. I really don't know. I know he was supposedly a shy guy, but anyway, I just find it, you know, it's just like closing your eyes a lot of times whenever you're thinking about something. You cancel out all the visual distractions. So.
Yep.
So I will be doing
that.
But I'll give you warnings when I say I'm just turning off the video. We'll go ahead and start. Start on the one that you talked about already, anger.
Yep.
Remember a time you were 25 and you had anger.
I actually don't really do the past, so these questions are going to be really hard for me, but I'm going to try to cast my mind back and imagine where I was living and who I was when I was 25.
You go back even earlier to high school. Remember something that made you angry in high school?
Yeah, I do. I remember that I was ready for a date. I think I was about 16, and the person who I was dating showed up and was really very ill at ease because I was wearing all red. And I remember getting very angry with him because he thought that I should change my clothes in order to make him feel more comfortable.
You know, I'm writing down, I'm looking for a linguistic, you know, pattern.
Sure, sure. Sure. Yep, yep, yep. I feel like a lot of the anger in my life, Clint, has been directed in a very kind of blaming way toward the men that I've been involved with.
You know, a lot of times anger has a lot to do with expectations, too.
So, yeah, for sure.
So, when you're angered at someone, is it always about not expecting something and something else happening, or expecting? And
A lot of times it is.
Yeah.
I would say a lot of times it is.
Yeah.
I remember being surprised a long time ago when my then mother-in-law told me that I didn't like surprises. But the truth is, I don't like surprises. I guess I'm not expecting them to be so great.
Okay, all right.
Go ahead.
Okay, that's great. Okay. Is it a lot of times about others wanting you to be a certain way?
You know, I don't know that that's true. That may be something that I believed, but I'm honestly not clear that it's true.
Okay, all right. In other words, you're not thinking about ways I have to change in order to be whatever, accepted, etc.
Well, I don't know. I mean, this is something I've been struggling with for a long time in my marriage, really, because I don't think that my husband really expects anything in particular from me, and he's very loving and caring and doesn't really expect, I don't think, anything in particular from me. But I can't say that that is the same in the opposite direction. And a lot of the things that he does really, I find very difficult, and I feel like it does require me to change the way I'm living in order to deal with it. So, you know, the dogs are the ultimate example of that for me.
Okay.
It's very difficult for me to live with the noise, the confusion, the swirling energy, the barking, the howling, the peeing, and all the rest is just, I'm actually quite angry about that, because
right.
Every single dog that my husband asked me, like, if he should get that dog, I said no, but he got the dog anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a pattern there that I'm not really liking, but I'm also just don't feel sure of myself, and I don't feel sure of my rights.
Not sure of your what?
My rights.
Your rights. All right.
My rights as a human being to live the way I want to live.
All right. Let's see. Overwhelmed.
Yeah. Yep.
What question are you always asking yourself?
You mean just in general?
Yeah.
Or when I'm overwhelmed? Or what question am I always asking myself?
Yeah, most of the time.
Am I capable of unconditional love? heard of it.
Okay. Do you make lists in your head all the time?
No, I'm not that much of a list maker, I guess.
Okay, all right. Does this question seem familiar, like, do I know what to do?
Yeah, that's actually a very good essential question if we're kind of looking for something essential. Yeah, I'm always trying to figure out what I should be doing.
What?
Oh, and there's the should word.
I got it. I already knew it.
Just wanted to alert you. That's really good.
What should I be doing?
Yeah. What should I be doing?
All right.
That question is very alive for me right now.
What should I be doing? And are you thinking about things I should do? And then you ask yourself, what should I be doing? Things I should, things I have to do, things I should do?
Well, you know, I have this goal of becoming a better person, which is
right.
Hilarious to me at this moment, to be quite honest. It seems very far off. So I am always trying to do what seems to be the right thing for you.
All right.
Of course.
All right. Okay. How about this? Ways I should be.
Yeah. Yeah. That's big. I mean, I think I have spent a whole lot of time in my life asking myself what the people around me are expecting
right.
of me and trying to be that.
Right. Okay. So what you're doing is you're thinking about ways I should be. And then you're asking the question, what should I be doing in order to be a better person? And if you could be a better person fully and completely, what's even more important than that? If you could be a better person, what would this allow you to do or be or get if you were a better person?
Well, hopefully, I guess, I would be able to be more loving and more able to maybe express myself, although I'm kind of feeling an edge of something like maybe I'm expecting a little bit too much from that. That's kind of how I'm feeling at the moment.
Okay, so if you could be a better person, more loving, what would this allow you to do or be or get?
I guess just reciprocity. But
okay, let's.
I don't know.
Okay, so let's just go to. So you're thinking about ways I should be, and you're asking the question, what should I be doing in order to be a better person, a more loving person? How about a more acceptable person? How about just be accepted?
Well, I think in my earlier life, that would definitely be a thing. But yeah, and I maybe I would be able to accept myself. Honestly, I don't think, I actually don't believe that there are people around me who don't accept me, even though that may not really come through on the emotional front for me. But in terms of what I believe, I don't really believe that people are rejecting me. I get good feedback from people I'm around, you know, but I'm never really clear that I'm not sure that I really accept myself. I think that that's where I'm coming to here.
Okay. All right. So would you think that, all right, ways I should be in order to be accepted by others in order to accept myself?
Sounds like a summary statement.
And if you could accept yourself fully and completely, what's even more important than that?
I'd like to be able to accept other people the way they are. I think that would be a huge benefit to me.
Okay. What I'm looking for is, that's an intellectual. I'm looking for emotional. In other words, ways I should be in order to be accepted by others, in order to accept myself, in order to, what's even more important than accepting yourself fully and completely? What would this allow you to do, or be, or get, if you could fully accept yourself?
I think it allows me to be free, to just be free, to stop all the defenses, to stop all the, you know.
Right. Okay.
All the masking and right. bullshit that, you
right.
know.
Right. Okay. So
yeah.
If you could, all right, let's start out, you know, so you're always there in the background, is you're thinking about ways I should be, you're asking a question, what should I be doing in order to be accepted by others, in order to accept myself, in order to be free?
Wow. It's a bit convoluted.
And, well, you know, we make this up when we were 5, 6, 7 years old, so, you know, it's not an EMC, you know, calculation.
Right. Thank you for that reminder, Flynn. I appreciate it.
So if you could be free fully and completely, what would this allow you to do or be or get?
Power, I would think.
Huh?
Power. Power, I guess.
If you were free fully and completely, would it be power? Would it be peace? Would it be nirvana?
Well, I mean, there's two different pieces for me. One is, you know, my overriding desire to feel the oneness of everything. So there's that part that you're talking
okay.
about.
All right.
But there's another part too, which is really about power. Like it's really about feeling that I can do what I want to do and be.
Well,
but maybe that's freedom. Maybe that's the same as
yeah,
freedom.
Yeah. Okay. So to be free, to be one with all.
Hmm? Yes, and that is going to help me become a very good energy healer if I can achieve that.
Okay. So here's what's going on. I think, is you're always saying about ways I should be, what should I be doing in order to be accepted, all right? And that right there pisses you off.
Yeah, it does.
Because hell, if I can't get from others, I can't even accept myself, damn it. So I'm going to judge myself being unacceptable to others.
Yeah.
Is it them or is it me?
Yeah.
All right. And then it goes to, well, if I could accept myself, I can't accept myself unless I really know I don't have to be what I should be from, others' perspective. So, yeah, that's where you're getting anger. Yeah. And it's overwhelming, too. It's just,
it is overwhelming. I actually flew into a rage last night because I...
Yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't really matter why.
Well, the other thing is the anxious comes about by, what should I be doing? And if the answer is, hell, I don't know. All right. There's where the anxiety would come in. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So that was okay. I think we got it, maybe.
That was it. We got it already, Clint.
Yeah.
63 years and it takes 15 minutes. Come on now.
I'm sorry. You know what? But the first one I did took 4 hours and got sick on it while I was doing it.